מי שאין ממך, סומס נער ממך. ולקבלי ולא בעל הדינם, ונער אקספטד בעל הדינם, נער ממך, אף פי שנות רשיס מרשי גוילה, אין הדין, אין הדין, this was very negated by say, that they used to have us his name. People would get, you know, a judge was a very powerful position. I don't know how today is just powerful, but those days, times of Chazal, a judge, you know, it has some power today too, but it was extremely powerful. So people would buy the position, literally, unfortunately, and buy it from the Resh Gelusa, not always was the biggest tzaddik, the fact of history. So he says, if he's not a mumcha, just because he took Resh Gelusa, the psak is not a psak. He forced you to come to the Torah, it's not a psak. Don't forget about it. This is a Gemara. This is a quote of the Gemara. That if a person was appointed as an appointee, not because he knows his stuff, see, today a judge, I don't know what he has to know. He has to have to know nothing. What?
Who
he has to know? You have to know the judge. The dayan has to know Chayshimish, but well, very, very well. That was the criteria. He knows his stuff very, very well. And not just he knows his stuff, he knows how to compare things, he understands people. So Bemela, you know, if he was appointed and he's not worthy, it's appointing is worthless. Sugdremo. Now, this was unfortunately through history, unfortunate. Shis, Shenoisen, Hamelech, Bezman Hazeh, Einiklum. You know, the Ashkenazim, I don't know about the Sfardim, how it was, the Ashkenazim used to live in ghettos for generations. It's only when Saint Joseph and that started to let the Jews live outside the ghettos. It was the king of Vienna and Hungary. And they were the ones who opened the gates and said to the Jews, but it used to be, if you go touring Europe, this is the Jewish ghetto. The Ashkenazim, they had their own power. But the government would tell them to appoint judges. And the government, if you shmear the government, the king would say, I want you to appoint this guy as a dayan. So he says, Reshis, Shunusamera, Basmana, Ze Eniklin, it's worthless. Yeah, it's worthless. Miim Kablia Kul Apiksava Melech. If the Kul did accept him, sometimes the Kul felt he's worthy, he's good enough, we need him. Maybe he has got. If they accepted him, if the Rav Kul accept him, then it's okay. Yuchaludin. So he says, V'yashomrim, Dim Gumar V'suver, Mahalalishis Amelech. When does the permission of King worthless? When he doesn't know his stuff? But let's say he really is a big Tam Chuchanos Cheshimish, but very well. But he was appointed by the king. Yes, show him that it's okay. Mahana, the Gumus Mahana, the Shisam Elech, the Sara Mini Beiroi, the Zebachaldina, the Malchisa, the Hoshev, the Yunim, and Shoiftim. Mishirza. You hear what the Rebbe says? This is one shit in the Rishonim that holds Dina, the Malchisa, Dina applies to appointing thy judges. The Malchis. Yeah, so Tekanisha knows because he doesn't know them. That means he has to know Choshe Mishpat. But after he knows Choshe Mishpat, he has to know it well, that if this, you know what Dina Machisa means, the land, the law of the land, but I remember I explained it more than once. It's a huge mistake, especially the modern Orthodox people walking around. The law of the land is the law. I don't have to learn the Constitution. I'm going to be an expert in this local law. And if I sped in the freeway, I don't have to say, steering. I always tell people, and that's not what the law of the land means. The law of the land means that when it's negeya choshimishpet, they have a right to say things. L'moshel, today it's very negeya. If I send a bill on the internet, I buy something internet, you know, till they pass the law, who said I bought it? So they said, if you click the box, you accepted the thing. There's no signature. You just click the box. I remember about 10 years, whenever they passed this law, it changed the whole industry. Right? That's called Dina Machisa Dina. You got to facilitate business. Dina Machisa Dina could do that. But Dina Machisa Dina, you know, you know, I tell people there's a Machloikis in the Gemara. We pass the Gezel Akim as Osir. Okay? Machloikis in the Gemara, Gezel Akim as Mutter and not. I don't understand. Didn't every culture have a law you're not allowed to steal from each other? What happened to Dina Machisa Dina? I mean, what was the question? Every culture had laws. That, you know, so Dina Machisa Dina doesn't tell us what's right and wrong. Dina Machisa Dina could point a judge. Because the Dina Machisa, that's the din of the Malchus, to make sure there's law and order. Dina Machisa Dina is law and order. For us, it's Negeya, certain things which facilitate the law. You know what I'm saying? Makes it, like I just said, on the computer, what's called buying, what's called selling, when it's called yours, when it's not called yours. You know, Pesach, a guy told me, one of the grocery stores, that it was came out Pesach in a very interesting time, that Achron Shel Pesach was Thursday, and Friday was going to be Yisr Chag. So he needed things on the truck on the Achron Shel Pesach. Told me the legal law is, by food, that it's in the truck, it's mine. Dina Machusa. Not all businesses are that way. When you order plumbing, it's not yours. No, there's a law. You know, in American government, the law depends how the lobbyists work. You know what I mean? You can't copyright a film for 100 years. How long can you copyright a film? Forever. Because the film industry has a better lobbyist. But if you come up with the medicine, and you spend $1 billion on the medicine, you only have 7 years of rights on it. Makes sense? It doesn't. But they didn't have such good lobbyists there. That's the problem. Entertainment had better pull. So I'm saying that's why Dina Machisa Dina, you know, doesn't make sense to certain things. Dina Machisa Dina, we later on Choshmish, a lot of, but this is this famous Ramo. To appoint judges, Dina Machisa Dina is a din. But he has to be, he knows his stuff. Now look what the Rambam goes on. Even though he knows Choshimish but cold. But he got himself appointed, is Usid Litten Esaden. How do you say Usid Litten Esaden in English? How do you say?
He's
going to
burn.
Well, Usid Litten Esaden means he's going to burn. That's a nice way of saying yes. I mean, he's not allowed to do it. Now, the Pesach Tshuva brings down a very important Chazam Sofer. Sofer in his times, this hocus pocus was going on too. Sofer says, Amir de Gezach. He says that what the Ramon says, that they have a right to appoint a judge for the Jewish community, that as I'm saying, strictly for the Jewish community, is if they pay for it. The government. But if the government doesn't pay, they impose me to pay. The Dina Machisa Dina cannot tell you, I want you to use these cleaners and not the other cleaners. Imagine, what is your law? You got to use the cleaners of that has the name Sam on it. You know, they can't tell us what to do. There's no Dina Machisa on that. So Chassam Sofer says that's what the Rambam says, because those days the government used to pay. But if the government doesn't pay and the judge puts them in, Dina Machisa Dina cannot tell us what to do. You'd have a right to make a judge, and he should pay for it. Correct. Dina Machisa doesn't pay for his taxes. But if we have to pay, Dina Machisa Dina cannot tell us who to hire or not to hire.
This is a tax. Why not? They can tax people.
They didn't want taxing. They tell us, I want you to appoint him. No. And you have to pay for him. No. So it's not a tax. So he says, that's you. They're forcing us to hire this person. Is that they're telling, I want you? What did you say? That's right?
Obamacare. It's a tax. They're calling
it
as a tax.
Yeah, but Obamacare is not a tax.
It's a penalty. They're forcing you to pay for something.
Yeah, forcing to
buy something.
To buy something.
How does it work in Israel?
They pay tax.
How do it work in Israel? What? The government pays.
The government pays.
Sure, of course. From the Rabbanut, for sure. I think lately also they kept, a few years ago they got even for the Badats, they pay, you know, the original they didn't.
For how many?
I have no idea how it works.
Every town,
and unfortunately, so there's a lot of corruption.
I guess
there's corruption, the Yiddish are from corruption. he's my cousin, he's my friend's daughter, friend's son-in-law. But the truth is that in certain ways the Rabbanut is better, because they could only be the pool of the judge and give you a written test. Used to be, I don't know if it's still that. Very difficult test. So in order to be in the pool of judges, they give you a very difficult test. So you have to really know your stuff.
Why do arbitrations make it possible to include the villages around the world? The traditional field argument is trying to find the arbitrations. Is that Machaizim Machaizim
Machaizim or Sad Halacha?
No, but they don't go to a monastery, they go to a businessman.
That's not what you sign. But you have to sign it, the Rukas Machta Getifse de Stura. You know, you have to write the Rukas Machta Getifse de Stura. Yes, it's a binding arbitration. You made a kinyan. You made a deal with the guy. First, I go into business with you and I tell you every Thursday I'm not working. That's a deal. And if you go into business with me and I say every third year you have to, you know, the schoida has to be put on outside the shul. And whatever, you made a deal. So you made a deal. If we have a disagreement, we're going to go to this and this thing. But the reason it has to be the loike smachta, because everyone, you know, two people go into business, everything is going to be nice. We're not going to argue, right, Yanki? Everything's going to be nice. And then when trouble starts, you say, I had this with the father and the son who went into business. And not even business, the son came back from yeshiva, and his father had a big office rental. So he said, you know, there's a lot of empty space, take it. And I told the father, write and agree with me, this son. Me and my son, what is that? 4 years later, they got into such a fight. This is terrible. It's always worth it to hire a lawyer, pay a few hundred dollars, and write a contract.
But that contract is called because of...
You made a kinyan.
Because you made a kinyan.
Right. So here in America, a lot of people do it. Lots of people do it.
You have to make a kinyan?
You have to write the loike smachta, because you have to... Well, it's a machloek of the shtar, because you should make a kinyan. The machloek is if the shtar is a kinyan or not, the way to write it. But you have to write the loike smachta or kefifs of the shtura. Right. Someone had it in Torah in Beverly Hills a few years ago, and I told him he's not going to get the money what it cost him, the legal fees. He wrote inside this contract they're going to go. If there's a dispute, they didn't go to the RCC. And whoever did violate the contract, he's going to have to pay all the expenses to the other.
Okay.
So whoever the business sees, you violated a drake of him. So you're not going to win it. So I told him, because it's an asmachta. Someone told him, his rabbi told him, there's no such a thing. It says in the contract, there's no such a thing. He's going to cost him $80,000, so he hired the best lawyer and everything. I even then told him, even if you hire the best lawyer, you can't hire you what the best lawyer you brought into Besdin. You can buy an average guy. It cost him $80,000 and he didn't get a penny. Because it was not written well into the shtar. The shtar has to be written to the kismach, to the ketivs of the shtura. Because when you set up making a business, if we get into dispute, you hope it never happens. Okay. Anyway, this is important to say. Now, Simon Dalid is very important. Now, let me tell you a story that happened. I don't mind being taped, so I'm extremely annoyed. So, there was a guest over here. So, I don't know the whole story. I'm just, it was called as the one who got a Besen. There was a guest over here. And it looks like there was a kiddush. And I think he drank a little bit too much. And he felt that someone didn't give him respect and gave him 2 pech. I don't know, you know, in Yiddish, pech means, how do you say, 2 slaps of one, and his hat went flying in front of other people. So the guy comes to me, he wants to file a police report, and he wants to shoot him. So I said, look, apialocha, the first thing that people don't know, that a person hits another person, is a chedim hakadmoinim, or shochnach brings it down, we can look it up, the chedim hakadmoinim, that cannot be tzarev and dominion.
They
came inside of a dominion. Wow. Finished. That Tali Faisan. But remember, we learned before that you could call him to the Torah. But he has to pay a piece to the Bezin. Remember, he has to. We don't judge Knossos. Knas, we don't judge. We don't judge. It's a Knas. We don't judge. It's a Knas to Chazalkir. But Bezin will decide how much to pay. Do you know how much a patch you have to pay? 200 zuz, like a ksuba. Ksuba is about 8,000 to 12,000. So you gave him two patch, you might have to give him 24 grand. A slap across the face. Just a slap across the face. Now, I tell him, what did you say? 200 zuz is a machoikas, how much it is. It's about 12 grand to 8, somewhere. It's 20, but depends on the silver. And the next, let me tell you what happened. So I told him, you know, he's going to leave, he's a guest from Eretz Yisrael. The best thing is to do is to take his talis and throw him. The guy chickened out. He said he's going to report him to the police. So now he wants to know. The guy went back to Eretz Yisrael quickly. So the guy wants to know now, can he file a police report? Mm-hmm. So is that called Mesida? Now, the Shulchan Karav says, if you remember, I spoke about it once. But he hit me. Well, he comes into the States, he'll be arrested.
Well, the guy who hit was from Israel.
Yes. Oh. So now he wants to put him. Now, you're not allowed to, we learned this before, let me remind you. It says in the Rimah, the Shulchan Karav is very machmer. The Rimah seems to say you're allowed to, and the Shulchan Karav says, doesn't say it. If he argues on the Rimah, because many Achronim argue, it says, if a guy is not a rugel bekach, rugel means, you know, I told the guy, I want to tell you something. If the guy slapped you, the ruin of life is that he did it many times before. No one at the age of 35, all of a sudden, drank a little bit and gave you a slap because he is a slapper. Messias is there. So he started asking, right away he found two people that he did it already. So, you know, if he's rugel bekach, that's a side thing. But if a person is rugel bekach, you know what the Gemara says? When we spoke about it, a finna cuts you, the finna cuts someone's hand off. Because he used to hit people. He was used to hit people all the time. So the Rav master him to the government. But the Rav says, but if he's any rugel bekach, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do that if he's not rugel bekach. But the words of the Rav seems, but if he doesn't want to come to Besdin, then I'm allowed to go to the authorities. That's what seems from the words of the Rav. You need authorization. The Rav is extremely machmi. You always need authorization from Besdin. So, if we tell him that, you listen, you got to show Besdin, otherwise we're going to give him permission. But you cannot, only if he's Rugel Bekach. Yeah, because, you know, if we're not going to stop it, there'll be never law and order. That's what I remember. I told you, Chuvah Sarajma, you cannot have law and order, you know, if a person can get away with it. You know, if a person gives you a patch and gets away with it, then there's no law and order. What do you do to the guy? You know that in all due respect, in Satan, they used to hit each other. They don't hit each other. They used to go to the police. Finished. And if it stopped, it became law and order. You know, they don't do that anymore. And why did they do it? They had to do it. When people get, I mean, I imagine all groups to have this problem. If you hit someone, let it be Kronites. So someone told me they're still fighting among each other, you should call the police. Otherwise, there'll never be law and order. Whenever there's no police, how do you say in English, anarchy caves in? How do you say in English? It's a Hepkevel. Okay, Simon Dalet is also very important. I just said the guy was allowed to grab his talis and tefillin. Allowed to grab a talis and tefillin to make him come to Bez. Okay, that always works. You should know that. But it's about $2,000. But he's going to come to Bez. He will come.
But compared to 12,000.
Yeah, but he doesn't. This guy didn't know. He doesn't know that it's 12,000. He has no idea. But he'll come. It worked often. I told this to people and worked great.
Does it have to be talis and tefillin?
No, but that's usually the easiest thing.
What do you think that it was 2000?
I want to tell you a story that happened 27 years ago. And the whole town knew about it. I don't know exactly what the sikhsuk was. I wasn't, but there was a sikhsuk between two people in town. And one guy, this guy goes to the mikveh, he comes out of the mikveh, his pants is not there. Remember the story? No? The whole town was talking. It turned out this had a guy with a sikhsikh, and I don't remember the details, And the guy didn't want to pay him. And the guy just waited to go to the mikveh. And one day he saw this in the mikveh. He went off. And the guy didn't know what hit him. He was screaming, "I don't have a pair of pants. What are you going to do now?" So he did the right thing. The guy owes him money, refuses him to pay. I mean, what are you getting for a pair of pants? You know, if someone's going to bring a pair of pants at the end of the day. But talis and tefillin is a symbolic thing. I tell people, if a guy doesn't want to pay you a loan, you know, people tell him to give me the lachtis for a mashkin. Lachtis is the kabbalah. It always works. Like this pressure is enormous, and somehow he finds the money. A lot of demand, he doesn't have to give you. But
in the mikveh, you could take his $10
lunch. You could take his $10 toifis, $10 yes, you should come to Besni. Yes, you know.
What do you do with? Do you bring it to
Besni? Just let him notify him. You just notify him. I'll meet you in Besni. I told him take his talis and tefillin. I'll, as a dying, will tell the what's his name. I'll tell him that the guy would like to meet you in Besni. Now the question he ran to as he went back to Etzis Soho, so can we mekabel edish lebefonov? There's a din that if a guy goes and runs away, we could have a din here, tell him either he come back or mekabel edish lebefonov.
He's
a mitzvah, yeah, so we could mekabel, he ran off, he didn't take care of him. Yeah.
What happens if the guy loses the article? Loses the false
film? He just shows a sochan on it, just to pay him. Yeah. So the machabe, kol udam, yuchel udam lasis din laatzma. A person could do the judgment for himself. Emeroye shloi biad acher shegozloi yuchel lekachtoi. You could grab it away from his hands. You see something with someone, you could grab it out of his hands. From acher oimet kinegdo yuchel lakoisoi. Imagine, achi yichanu. Now we spoke about this I think a little bit. You're allowed to hit him. What? You didn't go to the next?
Yeah,
okay. So let's learn the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Because Shulchan Aruch Harav takes the entire siman, because there's so many opinions, and he has a big chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch Harav has a big chiddush about this. So first let me tell you what says the Shulchan Aruch. If your object is by someone, and you have two edim, you'll be able to prove that it's by someone, you are allowed to take it away and hit him till he gets it. Now hit the guy. Not him. Beat him, punch his nose, knock out his teeth. He has to give it back to chayfitz. He has your object. You have to try to minimize the how. Like you gotta hear the news over here. You gotta, the Israelis gotta precisely minimize the damages. He has to clearly. He can't, you know, shoot him because he doesn't want to give him the chayfitz. If you could take it away without breaking his hand, take it out without breaking. If you, the only way you could take the object is breaking hand, break his hand. But you have to.
It's an object.
You took away your object. It says the Gemara, you're allowed to. Don't do an object. So look.
Wait.
Not alone. So loan, you cannot. A guy owes you money. The Rav is going to bring down a big chiddush. A guy owes you money. I cannot take anything out of his hand. But if he left his talis and tefillin on the table, the many shits are sold, you're allowed to take it. So, im noy de la balabais, chavzayin. Im noy de la balabais, she uris guna peiris ma pardis. The balabais knows that the uris stole peiris from the pardis. You know what the uris is? Sharecropper. And the balabais knows he is taking more than the dealers. I think the deal was that he got 25%, that the owner got 75%, and you know that he's taking a lot more. He says, "Ein reshul anakas loy mechalkik shalachlik." You're not allowed to take away. Af al pi bezdan, Avle asadin atzloy, ligzor is uris kenege mashigudim menik, but he stole from you. So let me explain this halacha. The Rav holds, if it's my object was to see there, it's if someone took my object, I'm allowed to. I don't know if I said the story once over before. A guy tells me that he gave his son went to the country, to the camp in New York, and a guy asked him, "Can my son, your classmates, can you use the bike?" He's not going to be here for 8 weeks. Yeah, no problem. Use the bike. The son comes back, and the guy calls him up. Can I pick up the bike? And Koil went in, he doesn't answer. Calls him again. So the guy goes to the house and opens the back gate. And this guy's like a young athletic guy. He jumps over, flips over the fence, takes the bike. And the father, the guy who loaned the bike, came to me. He's very interesting. You know what the guy did? He stole the bike out of my property. Yeah, he's a rich guy. He stole the bike. I always remember the story. As a rich guy comes to me, a guy, Balbos, tells me, this rich guy, the one who lives on Jew Street, came into my place and stole the bike. I said, what? He stole your bike? Then slowly, as you pull teeth, the story opens up. He didn't steal a bike. Somebody asked him, so did he tell you? He left a message. I didn't have time to get back to him. I says, what was the deal? Until I got this out of him. I didn't get the story out of him. I got it out of him. The bottom line is that the guy told him, my son needs the bike. Can you please bring it back? And he didn't answer him. So the next day he went and took the bike. So I told him, the Hamas, he would love to break down the door to get his bike. He didn't break down the door. He was nice. He just flipped over the fence and opened the door from inside. The nice guy. Because that's called din dan de nashe. That this rich balbos didn't do it because he knew chashmish, but he just was frustrated with the guy. That's called dan din de nashe. But if a guy stole from you grapes, okay, and now we come into divide, I don't want to give him a part of the grapes. He already took his share. That means we divided some, and he was going to. So the Rav says that you cannot do. Only an object. Because a guy stole this object, this chair, I cannot steal from him something else. We need a bezin to decide that. A big, big chiddush. There's a huge chiddush.
No.
Even a second, but he stole that grapes, and now he owes you money, but those grapes is his.
But he finds the original
grapes. Yeah, he finds the original grapes. But even his grapes he stole. He didn't take the grapes to be paid from the other grapes. He stole these grapes. He still wants his percent, whatever, 25% from there. So, man, if I'm not going to give him 25%, I'm stealing from him. He owes me money. Let the bezin pass him. This is a huge, huge chumah that the Rav Paskin likes that opinion. It's a machlokes, and that's what the Rav Paskin is a chumah. He doesn't even bring down his machlokes. That's how he passes the maaser like the malchum. You follow? That means you could only, if it be cash. It's a whole different story, but it's an object, you cannot do that. If I have his cash, he stole money from me, I can keep his cash. But if he stole money from me, and I have an object, I can't keep it, I have to go to Bezdin, and Bezdin have to say, I'm allowed to keep the object or not. That's what he's saying. Let's see inside. In Noidar Balabai, Shul is going to pay this, by any Shul and Akislam, Mecheltoi, Keshebu Lachlik, Elapi Bezdin. So, Din and Bezdin. But he's not allowed to do a judge for himself, such a situation. All I'm doing, what am I doing? You know, the story was Refuna. Refuna did it. Refuna went and he did such a thing, and all his wine became chaymetz, vinegar. And Amish, all his panos went down the drain. So the Chachamim came to visit him, and they told him, maybe you did an avla. You stole. Me? The guy stole from me. They stole. You're not allowed to do that. The Gemara says, "Mivne she'usa ligzor oyligneid min aganev oygazin kinemal shikunev guzim emeni." You're not allowed to steal. Eli etzvani bebezin. You have to take him to bezin. Yimenakaloi shloipi bezin as a goizel chelkoi hamigil of a peris hanishurim. Even though he took more, but I'm not a whole back. Why? Says the Rav. It's like if let's say the Udus would have come in and stole your Rolex watch. So they stole it. He owes you money, but he's a 25%, he's a partner in this. So you're not allowed to take this. I mean, he stole my Rolex watch. I have it on video, on tape. Doesn't make a difference. You have to go to Bezdin, but if it belongs to him, you have to give him. Not everyone agrees to this. That's a big machlokes how we paskin, but Rav is extremely machmir. This is very, very much the gay. I mean, through years I've heard such stories.
Most people
don't pay and they steal and they take from the shul owes me money, I did favors for them. I once asked a guy, they found, I was Nachmov and I see a Gemara, not from the other Kailul. So he says, I did a lot of favors for the Kailul. I said, what? People have a Moira Heter, you know what I mean? That's a separate issue. But it's a mitzvah to gichidish. It's hard for you to appreciate, all the shittas and the Rebbe, that the Rav took a very strict opinion over here.
You're not
going to take it? It's called the Ficha Mitarusoi Lamali. Why should I give you money? You give it to me back. Bottom line is, you owe me the money. Let me hold on to it. The Ksos brings a Zoya. The Zoya says, like this shitta. Maybe that's what the Rav passed this way. It's a Zoya that seems to say like this opinion. Anyway, so he says, he doesn't give in. He's allowed to do it. He's not steal to get his thing paid. You understand? Even up he did. But in the shulas is the last one. El pi beznem yiskav in shul chalavare shugun emeni milav yafsed chol kiyotze bezeh. Moiridige chomra. That means that even though I know, this is one of the cases I try to tell people. When you go to Bezdin, it's amazing always when even Tamir Chom go to Bezdin, they really are convinced the Bezdin is going to know the truth. And they have ruach hakodesh, and the truth is going to come out. Someone, a couple is fighting, wants to go to the interior, the guy tells me, the truth is going to come out. Other ya, other nine. Maybe she's going to make up stories, and you're going to make up stories, and the Bezdin is not going to believe anyone. But that's what it says over here. Here, I'm going to Bezdin. I'm going to tell Bezdin he stole from me. And I know for sure he stole from me. Bezdin says, I'm sorry, you don't have proof, you don't have Adam, it's hearsay, pay him the thing. What? I lost the Dintoyra? Yeah. It's very important to remember. Dintoyra does not mean that the Bezdin, a guy told me, a young guy in my shul, coming to a lawyer, he was trying to explain to me how he just read a whole article, the justice system doesn't work correctly, doesn't know his judge and fear. And I said, of course it's not. I said, what do you think? The Torah didn't tell you that way. Very often you lose, and you are really, you should get paid. The guy's a ganav. But that's, he couldn't prove it, and that's it. Okay.
What does it mean,
Goyim and a ganav? Goyim and a ganav is put in Mekeful.
Mekeful.
It's asking, the Mishnah says, a Goyim and a ganav is potter. Goyim and a ganav is potter to pay Keful. These things, unfortunately, people are made ahead. You know what made ahead means? They feel, they're allowed to title them. I want to take an observation. But us in the shul, the mikveh closes at 9:30. The morning, the man's mikveh. Oh, what? Oh, that's why Bianchi knows better. Okay? So close at 9:20. So people come to me, why do you close the service? I say, I want to tell you, it's very interesting. It's a very interesting observation. When we keep the mikvah open, we want to see how many people pay. 90% of people come after 9:30, but there's no one there and don't pay. You're so from that you want to use the mikvah. But what happened about paying? That you're not so from. It's a sad thing. It's a sad, comical thing. It comes to mikveh, he's got to go to the mikveh. But why pay? They think the shul needs my money. It comes to dina mumanis, people are not very, very makpid. You're not allowed to steal from a shul. You're not allowed to take a safe out of shul without permission. It's very important, this. Okay.
The med would have made him, Shane Rushanas did not make Shanoita, only what he takes. I'm taking what you told took from me. Well, I give a chef is much Shanoita many, not the object itself. Avol, little give a chef is Baatsma Shanoita Zem many, the guy took, Bain Bignaver makes a mitter little in Balkorchoy. Allowed to grab something out of someone's hands, the ain ze goizel and matzel shaloi. Malo ain't a maniach a little, mitafelakoi soi, achiniach. Im any yuchal hatsim, im any mini, only if you can't. So my question always was, I don't have an answer. I think I looked it up recently, when I learned this sugi many, many years ago the first time. My question was, you know, how much are you allowed to hit him? He took away a 5 cents thing from me, exactly worth the shuvah pruta. He doesn't want to give it up, and the only way to do is break a leg. If I want him to give it up, I have to break a leg. Am I allowed to break his leg? Yeah, for 5 cents. Okay, I just want to make sure. And how about both legs? Knock out an eye. Just don't kill him, you mean? Yeah. No, that you can't, that's clear. I'm saying, it's interesting that, like, there's, I don't know, because I tell you why, because, yeah. So the question is, if someone doesn't want to leave the house, it's the same question. I told you, they have Mishalachim come, and it happened to many wealthy people. The Mishalach says, I'm not leaving the house unless you give me so and so. Guy told me recently, happened to him. Guy said, I'm not leaving the house till you give me $7,000. You have to know that he talked to other people. The bottom line is, he's allowed to hit him to kick him out of the house. So the question is, can he, he didn't hit him, and I told him not to hit him because, you know, he's going to report you to the police, and you look like a fool. Rather, you call him to the police. Because anyone could do such an avla. But, api alocha, you're allowed to hit him. Take a bat and beat him up. What did he say? Let's say that's, it's true. But let's say the only way you could do it is to do that. Yeah, but the only thing. What? You're allowed to do whatever you want.
You're allowed to.
Yeah.
Meaning, all these laws of assurance that you're allowed to do these things.
Yeah, but a crook, why should... See, I look at it different than you. If a guy does it to you, what business do you do?
Hard work.
The guy who doesn't want to pay you, you think he chose you because you're a Chabad, he doesn't want to pay. He doesn't pay any other people neither. The guy gives you a hard time, doesn't pay the floor for you. Well, you think he's any mini mini mo? He does it to tell another. I think they should not let him get away with it. That's why I tell people business. Don't let him get away with it. This people is a gangster. You have such people don't want to pay until you get them to pay, and you're the bad guy. Why are you calling me again? I hear this all the time.
You give him credit, and then you don't see him for you.
Yeah. So the reason why you shouldn't be mevatel, not because it's not a good idea, such a person is corrupt. You're not helping anyone. He's going to do it again. It's like people, a guy's a molester. I told the guy, I don't care if you're meichel him, but he's going to do it to other people. The guy who doesn't pay you, he doesn't pay others neither. I once had someone... took someone to Din Torah in construction. The story was like this. He called up the guy. They asked another vendor, does he pay you? He pays me on time. And he lied. And he said he's a Verschleppte Krank, and this guy lost a lot of money. And Din Shemayim, the guy has to pay him, I told him.
The guy gave a good...
Yeah, he did it for favor. The guy did desperate money, but doesn't make a difference. But he gave the credit because he told him he's got credit. We had that the mother wants such a thing as Dina Shemayim. But so far there's a machlokes the Ketzos brings down over here. Am Dina Shemayim, can you grab something? The guy owes you money, Dina Shemayim. That's such a case. The guy owes you money, not because he was mazik. You know, any time where you it's a cause, you loss. Let's say he called him up, he relied on him that he says he has good credit. Turned out he lied. And he lied, not that he made a mistake. He lied. So now that he lied, Dina Shemayim has to pay him. So can you grab something? Big machlokes, nothing. Rav and Ketzos and the Nesivis and the, but you, they hold you cannot grab something with Dina Shemayim. You're trying to remember once how such a case. Yeah, I remember this. Yes.
Is it a proper thing to do to, if you're going to ask for a referral?
No, the guy did a terrible thing.
Okay, no, when you ask for a referral from somebody, can you ask that person to sign aides?
You could ask whatever you want. Yeah, the question, does he have to answer you?
Yeah.
But you can add, no, that, you don't have to, the fact that he said to you, he does pay me all the time, turned out to be not true, he has to Dina Shemayim pay?
Uh-huh. But I'm saying to prevent all that, is there a point to get a proper star?
From whom?
From the referral. Why would he give it?
Why would he give it? Why would a person do that such a thing?
Well, if he would want to do that, then there is right away going to be a trouble right there.
Mm-hmm. Actually, well, anytime if I apply for a credit from a company, I have to give the who gives me credit today.
The referral is taking calls. They don't just like
no, they text me and I have to fill out if they pay, if they don't pay, how much credit do they have, what's their open balance.
So, what are you trying to say with this in my club?
That you pay the star.
Oh, the guys, the company do that to you? Oh.
Like an avut in Israel, it's very common that you sign your own avut thing.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's one thing.
But that's different
than that. An avut, a cosigner, you could grab that object out of his hand. And the Chazal say, an orev is a fool. That's a good question. I'll tell you, I'm a middle of a didn't tell you like this. Let me tell you a story happened. There's a big sign that this woman cannot have children. A big sign. It would have been very, very difficult. She's unhealthy and didn't tell her. Found out after he got married. What?
She didn't tell him?
No, didn't tell him. And he wants out of the marriage. So it's not so simple that maybe he has a right to ask for all the losses that he had. He got married 6 months ago. So he has a right to demand, I'm looking around, to pay me for the wedding money. And I would have married you. You would have told me you have an illness. So that's, you know, that's... But if a guy, by Shidduch... Yes, a Chayav Dina Shemayim becomes the Bezna. Chayav Dina Shemayim, listen... That I rely that you are a healthy person. It turned out you're not healthy. So now I got married to you. It costed me, looks like it was a fancy wedding. It costed him, he tells me, $80,000 in buying the shalom. With the jewelry, I think. I don't know.
Oh, jewelry.
With the jewelry. Yeah, my chasen is, I would go broke 10 times if every chasen cost me $80,000. But he has money, this guy. But the bottom line is, it's just saying, if a guy tells you that, things that it's not the lady could live a normal life, but let's say she's a normal to live a normal life. She has a chesed and she's sloppy, whatever it is, whatever you. But a guy lied to you. That's not a terrible chesed. But if, let's say you call the doctor and he says, "I heard this lady is not well," and the doctor says, "Not true. She's no problem. She could have a house full of children," and he lied to you, then the doctor would have to pay. The Dina Shemayim would have to pay, right?
The doctor directly
Yes, telling you. So if a person didn't tell you they're not the sick, it's also a big taina. You would have never gotten married. A frum person would never get married to a lady who can't have children. You know, the secular world, you know, I fell in love, he's such a sweet guy, I can't have children. It doesn't make a difference. Right now, we don't get. Then later, they're going to cry over it. But right now, everything sounds great. If he's another Yid calling, you have to be very honest.
No, so, but...
You have to be honest that he's a shlamazel, he came late, and say the truth. Or just say, I don't want to answer. That's an answer. I asked someone today the question, and he didn't want to answer. He says, okay, you answered me. Yeah, I don't have to know.
No.
What? Yeah, shtika, you don't. You didn't want to answer me, so I know that he... That's true. That, you know, the... This happens. I've heard this happen. I remember now. I heard this same thing happen. Guy didn't, you know, wanted to get rid of him. Yeah, he's great. He was good, and it turned out to be a disaster. You know, it's a dreisi. You're not allowed to do that. You know, you're not allowed to do that to Navid. It's interesting. A shidduch allowed to. As long as she could be a wife. And have children. That she's sloppy and she who knows what and she's immature or I don't know whatever that we want to call. She doesn't. What happens? She's not sneezed. Like one of the fighting over is not sneezed. That he has a right to give a wife a divorce if she's not sneezed. That's a separate issue. But health, you know, there's no way in a person who wants to get married to a lady cannot be a children, have a family. It's a firm person that never do that. Okay. People don't realize when you say something, you could be in big trouble. People don't realize that. And the funniest thing is, but shidduch when you're allowed to say, that's what people don't want to say. But the Shabbos table, Lushan Aruch could go flying. You know, when you're allowed to say already, really allowed to say, I don't want to ruin the shidduch. What do you say?
You don't want to ruin the
shidduch. I ask you, what do you have to say? You know, when the shidduch is bashert, you don't want to hear anyways. I have an uncle who his son, God's his daughter got divorced, and he tells me, he says, when I called the yeshiva, and I asked him about this boy, the yeshiva told my uncle, it's not for you. I said, well, why not? It's not for you. That's it. So they told him. And he didn't get a message by my uncle. And he asked, oh, yeah, he's a great guy. You know. And Nebuchadnezzar got divorced after four children. You know, he is a schlamazel and doesn't get up, he doesn't take a job, he gets fired every month, he gets banished. His wife couldn't tolerate it. But I always joke with him that it was meant to be, you didn't get the message. He's a smart guy, my uncle. The Rosh Hashiva tried to tell him, it's not for you. What did he mind to tell you? You know, what did he try to tell you?
How can you not be more direct?
I am more direct. I don't mince words. The reason that the Hashiva can't be direct, because imagine the parent is going to find out you ruined the Shidduch. He said, no, he's a great guy, but it's not for you. It's a very political way of saying something. Yeshivas have this problem. If I'm going to go say that my Talmud is not a good Talmud, what are people going to say? Send the children to my yeshiva. They just told them it's not for you. Okay. Let's move on. He says, Ve'en mechayev l'alich alabesnet nishkazon nekir pechet shalohi be'en udmoistin asma l'atzile mishaguzo mishibul agoza mishibul azikoi. He says, if he wants to steal something, if he wants to take something, I want to get mine, even though there is no loss, wait to Bezdin. Even though there's no loss, I don't have to go to Bezdin. I could be done in the nafshe.
Prevent
or anything. Even though He says, "Aval yelech lebeis gaz nigrachev ishtoy shem yelo kiganav kim yev shalatzir binyacha." To go to the house, you're not allowed to go unless there is no other choice. So you're allowed to break into someone's house to take your object away. No, if you could do it without that, he's if you could, it says you have to minimize the loss. Let's say it would have been closed well, you could have broken down the door and get his object. Even though the gate is $1,000 and his bike is $50 worth. Aber yoyl a kebemad vun miden lats ba atsmoy lats de noch mus be khol inyan. This is very important. You can't hire a goy to do it for you. Because we don't trust the goy. I don't know if I said over the story, but in 25 years ago, there was a guy who needed a het tomato bonum. And it got separated, and she refused to take a get, and he says, "I'm going to go get a het tomato bonum." He hired a goy. And she came down the tracks, and in a bar pike, you come down from the steps, and there was a goy waiting downstairs, took a bucket of freezing water, was in the winter, put her over her, and just got into the car. And there was happened to be a get next week. So, and I said to the guy told me over the story, Rav told me the story, you know, he's not allowed to do that. You can't hit her. No, you're not a hitter. There's no hetter for that. You got a hetter made a bonum. Since you can get it, you're lazy to get a hetter made a bonum, but there's no hetter to hit. Doesn't say over here he doesn't have a right, you know. To hit, you have to have a big hetter for that, to hit someone. So you can't get even a goy. Can't get a goy, but you got a Jew to grab. You can't get a goy to hit to force himself. You don't trust the goy because then who knows what he's going to do. Yes. But that's what you're asking. A Jew to be a shliach, yes. And then Chabad, you're saying yes. Yes, a Jew, he's saying a goy cannot be a shliach, but a Jew, you could tell her.
So if the Jew poured blood on her?
No, but a get is different. I'm not saying Jew. He's asking, can I hire a Jew to break into the house and get my object out? Yes. Can I goy to do that? You know, a friend of mine told me that a cousin of his he gave a loan to be doing business. And he was giving, he had cash, as we call green money, and he gave a guy who was a contractor building a bar park, and he owed him $250,000. And then one day he says, "I don't owe you anything. You have a proof? I don't owe you anything." So what did he do? He hired the Israelis, chevre over there, and they take a third. What's the deal was? So he told me exactly what they do. First, they just park the car, and they come out, you know, all stiffed up, and it makes them extremely nervous. And then they follow them, and they stalk him. This guy, before things get too hot, he quickly paid up. And then they escalate. So he asked if he's allowed to do this. Yes, you're allowed to do that. It's not going to come to the interior. Don't tell anyone I said you're allowed to do it, but you're allowed to do it. He told you, I don't owe you money. So, what did you say? He's like, "Ganav, I didn't go into this house. I just intimidated him. Just a simple intimidated him." The Shach, the Chavis Yuir, I think it was a nephew of the Shach. And he says, my mother, who was a sister of the Shach, told me that the Shach was stolen a necklace, a very expensive necklace that was stolen, and the Shach got hold of a gun, and he told him, "If you don't give me back the necklace, I'm going to shoot you." And the bottom line, the guy never paid it back, and 3 years later he returned the object that he had terrible tzaddas. He started with the Heilige Shach, and he gave it back the necklace. After a story he just gave back the necklace, but you see, the Shach knew that he stole it, and he pulled the gun on him.
It wasn't the killer.
Ha 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 ha. So mad with him. Okay, the chose shuchel avara shechevis shalom mitzven halal lebesn. So it's good to show. Aber lo yuchel avara any tzurich loy mishen yishul akoysin ala hirim shekian shiya besin ala hirim ela fila beloyku ena tzurus leklim. He cannot grab the chevis. Even if he doesn't have edim assist, edim kim edim kishamat sabi yudoy. Let me explain this. I could grab the bike. This guy could grab the bike out of the backyard of this guy. If he could bring Adam later, that it belongs to him. So this guy was gonna, it didn't deny it. It's not such a good muscle. This, the guy who took the bike didn't deny it. He was just not answering the phone. But let's say the bike is by the guy, and the guy screams that it's his. And I could bring to Adam, clearly show that it's mine. I'm allowed to break in and take it. But if I cannot have Adam that it's mine, how could it be done in the Navshe? You come to Bezin, it's also not yours. You follow? But there's no Adam, don't get to grab it. Then I'm Nema with a Migi. Yeah, only if no one sees that I'm grabbing it, then I could break down the door and grab it. You know why? Because I could come to Bezin and I could say, I grabbed his mind that I grabbed Migi, I could say it, I never grabbed it. It's still by you.
Have to say that it's his, or
that's his. No, it's his. In other words, if you can't have him on the floor, make sure you bring it to his house. Good way. No angel watching you doing. So, if you share, Adam ain't supposed to marry the Maskin. Moy Dalosh, Yichai, Blo Ezechoy, Yishachoy, Bull, Shloy Machmas, Albur, but you're allowed to. The last paragraph is saying, I'm allowed to take a mashkin. I'm allowed to take it as a mashkin.
Even moida
shechayv. Moida shechayv, another choyv. Vishechayv yibushlam achmasavu. But I'm allowed to take it as a mashkin.
If moida
shechayv. Yes.
And if it's not moida, then you can take a mashkin.
Right.